This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That is Brady Quinn, Fox Sports college football analyst. He'll be on Big Noon Kickoff. Yes, Dave Portnoy not allowed to be on the desk where Ross Dellinger, then he had said earlier, Ross Dellinger is Yahoo Sports, great writer, great college football writer, really gets into the nitty-gritty when it comes to the NIL stuff. But Ross Dellinger had written, Ohio State did not issue a ban on Dave Portnoy. AD Ross Bjork tells Yahoo Sports. Bjork confirms that Fox decided Portnoy would not be on the main desk of Big Noon Kickoff, and those not on the desk do not normally appear on the field. These are Fox decisions, he emphasized, to which Lima rolled his eyes. Later, Ross Dellinger said that a Big Ten spokesperson tells Yahoo Sports that the league's understanding from Fox that Dave Portnoy will not appear on Big Noon Kickoff's main stage inside the stadium of any conference school this year.
So now the thought is that he's been banned from every Big Ten stadium.
What's the point?
To that, it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear that whether it's just Ohio State, whether other schools want to join in on the fun, they reacted very hostily to any thought of Portnoy coming into their stadium and rebel rousing, apparently.
That is
By the way, for Portnoy, this is the best news ever. I mean, let's be honest. Like, I know, call Ohio State soft, whatever. They clearly had a stake in this. But this is great for David Portnoy.
I do not care about college football as much as you guys right now because I'm busy on Saturdays. I honestly didn't know he was part of the coverage now.
And now you know.
I do for sure. And now I will definitely be watching on, because we don't play until like later in the afternoon. So I'm going to watch Saturday morning to see how all this goes down.
And to see how they incorporate it,
because yes,
it's not going to be, it's not like they're going to tape a segment ahead of time or anything like that. He's not doing a Frank Caliendo, right. All right?
I guess he does watch it.
I mean, anybody that's seen his content, especially when it comes to Michigan and Ohio State, I mean, he says the worst things you could possibly say about Ohio State. And so their administration, they probably did not want that at all. They have a $1 billion partnership with Fox. So This is garnering a lot of headlines, so that's good for Fox.
Well, remember, I mean, his entity was at one point owned by a different company. They got their entity back, and there's things that he has said before that corporations find beyond the pale. There's, you know, the pizza reviews and things like that are fantastic. I think that it would make a lot of people in suits be fearful, but it's also going to bring a lot of eyes. I mean, when I found out that Dave Portnoy was going to be on there, I was going to watch. And I'm still going to watch because now it's just like exactly what Owen just said. I have to see what's going to happen. Now, that's before I head on over to my game and when Owen heads on over to his game. But I got to see what's going to go down because that's going to draw some eyeballs. Already on a spectacle that's going to draw a lot of eyeballs at noon. I mean, it's the biggest game of the year. It's Ohio State, Texas. You got these two teams that may very well meet in the college football playoff again or even in the national championship game. I think it's going to be much more difficult for Ohio State than it is for Texas for multiple reasons. But I also think that, boy, what he said about Finebaum was, you know, I sometimes don't like asking the questions because I don't want to turn it into gotcha, but I had a feeling that Brady would say what he said, and he did, and I was so happy because it's like, all right, he knows the truth because he said it, and I think that what I am a little bit bothered by this is that we are starting to try to draw up sides where Fox, CBS, NBC, it's Big Ten, Big Ten, Big Ten, and then nothing else. Where ESPN now, it's all SEC and nothing else can be talked about. Where you have to have a little bit of balance there. Like, you're going to carry SEC teams on a Fox broadcast at some point, a la Saturday. You're going to be carrying Big Ten teams on an ESPN broadcast, a la college football playoffs. So there has to be some balance there. You just can't do partisan politics on either conference. Maybe you can. Maybe I'm full of it. I don't know. Maybe you feel differently about it. Maybe you can be partisan and just say, yes, the SEC is going to roll right through everything. Because I know the SEC has their talking points. And the SEC, I mean, yes, Danny Cannell. The SEC likes to control their message. So maybe Paul Feinbaum's falling right in line. I'm not sure. I thought there should be some balance for crying out loud.
They're just taking the cues from what the cable news networks do. Right? Every cable news network has its side,
cable news network
and they bring on their cheerleaders.
Yeah, but you at least had, like, what, Bob Beckel at one point. You had a couple. I mean, there was still a Combs with a Hannity. Like, there still was a side that was liberal on a side that was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was a side that was conservative. There was a conservative on liberal shows that were on MSNBC.
I watched The Five, where it is a handicap match against Jessica, and she holds her own, I must say.
What's the show called?
That's The Five.
What is it, a five?
Oh, that's on Fox.
And what's that?
It's a bunch of Republicans versus one Democrat.
And this is every day.
And I think Tarloff does an exemplary job.
Who are these people?
Jesse Waters.
Okay, who's that?
And then the other ones, I think, all got plucked by the administration. So I don't know if they're on the show anymore.
Oh, God, here we go. It's Tuesday. It's not Friday. It's not 9:45 either. 216-474-0092. You want to see him, you don't want to see him too soon. How long's the leash on Joe Flacco?
I may have misspoke when I said three games because they wouldn't go with a rookie against Detroit, right? In game four?
Oh, I think it's all... Hey,
or do you think it's all on the table?
Yes, I think it's all on the table. I hate that type of thing. You need to get that out of here. You're a pro football player. You're going to be on this active roster. You can play against anybody. They're all tough games. There's no Texas State on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's an insult. There's no FCS school on there.
Yeah.
These are big boys. This is the NFL. They're all tough games. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Even the Browns. Like, yeah, if you wanted to start a rookie, you were going to start the rookie in 2017 against the Browns and not some other teams. Fair, fine enough. But, man, they're still tough games. Well, even the Browns in 2017 almost won a couple.
Then you've got, what, the international game after that?
Yeah.
Do they have two international games or one?
Just one.
One international game. Oh, that's right, because the Minnesota situation is they're there. The
Minnesota
week
has two.
Yes.
Yes.
216-474-0092. Scott in Streetsboro, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Scott.
Scott. What is up, my man, Scott?
Scotty.
Sorry, go ahead.
What is up, Scotty? What's up, my man?
We had to do it. Go ahead, Scott.
No, it's all good. My biggest problem is Andrew Berry's treatment of the quarterback room and the backup quarterback specifically. And it goes all the way back to Case Keenum, Joe Flacco, you name it. Anytime we have a solid backup quarterback, which in my opinion, a room should have your franchise guy, a backup who can come in and go 2-2 over four games, and your developmental guy. Every time we get that backup, we get rid of him. And he should be asking, what happens if Flacco goes down on the first play of the game? You're going to put these guys out there and the season's going to be over.
Yeah, I mean, they'll say that they think he's ready. I don't know how he could possibly be, especially given the limited reps, you know, that they all had to split, you know, in the lead up to this. But that's what they would say. The guy they overdrafted in the third round is ready to go.
Yeah, the same thing. They thought that about DTR too, right? Or PJ Walker.
Well, they traded Dobbs. Yeah. So you're right.
So that's it. That's just, I'm just frustrated because I think he, and that Di Podesta probably is in the same frame of mind that this is all analytics driven. They don't think there's any value in having that veteran as a backup that can come in and win for you.
Well, Scott, see, there's a lot there I agree with. And I know I've been a little bit defensive of Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski in history. Again, when it comes to Di Podesta, and Scott, thank you very much for the call. Again, I only see his face when things are going well. But when it comes to the other two, like, yeah, they got to stand in there and they got to answer some tough questions. And when I look at what they've done, one of the issues that I've had, the locker room culture stuff, they do not pay close enough attention to that. It's clear as day. You don't, like, I balk at the 22 Scott Solomon's call we got years ago that Zach Jackson so references. Yeah, you can't have 22 Scott Solomons, but you got to have a couple of guys in there that are going to be ass kickers that are not just good football players, but are also going to hold people accountable. You have the best football player, arguably, in the NFL when it comes to non-quarterbacks and Myles Garrett. He holds nobody accountable, and he's not interested in it. That I'll always have a problem with where it's like, okay, you can have a Myles Garrett, but you better have a good player. You don't need him to be the MVP defensively, but you need to have a good player that's able to do that. Maybe Carson Schwessinger is going to be able to do that at some point, but it's a month into his NFL career, I'm not sure. And I don't know if they took Carson Schwessinger because of that. And also, the rookies where, damn it, they're just going to do it where they look at it like we do with some of our baseball players and going, why not bring him up? Why not bring him up to the majors? And we do that with quarterbacks all the time here. Well, he's going to play at some point. Go ahead and do it. Like, if you are on the active roster, you should prepare as if you're going to play at some point. You should do it. But there is a history here over the last decade now of guys that they took who were not ready and not good. So one, you drafted the wrong player because he ain't good. Two, you didn't do your job of getting the guy ready to do it because he probably wasn't good enough to begin with. And then I go back on your draft process.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.